"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, you can hear John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast, same show, and you can listen to what you missed.
Well, you might want to listen to all 3 hours live today because it is packed. In 1 hour, our special guest will be Steve Garvey, who just so happens to be running for the United States Senate, the Dianne Feinstein seat. This was a rumor a couple of months ago, but he has entered the race and he's agreed to talk to us, the Dodger legend, after the news at 2 o'clock. We're also keeping an eye on that LA County Sheriff's Department story. Two deputies were critically injured. A fire and explosion erupted this morning. Live ordnance at a training facility in Castaic. And we'll be talking to Steve Gregory, who's all over that story, coming up later on in the show. Of course, the big story internationally continues to be Israel versus Hamas. And did you listen to Old Joe, John, come out? And
yes. I wonder what they shot him up with.
I was confused because it said 10 a.m. and I forgot. And I turned on my computer at 11 a.m. and he still hadn't appeared. So I guess it really got delayed a bit, huh?
Well, I think it was like 11:20.
Yeah, he was supposed to come out at 10 a.m. our time, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's what I heard this morning, 1 p.m. Eastern.
They had to keep shooting more and more adrenaline into him.
He still sounded groggy to me. I listened to like half the speech.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he said all the right things, but the truth is he's senile and he's kaput, right? And so who knows who's making the decisions, right? He can still read the teleprompter, but somebody else wrote it. Somebody else is directing the aid and the response to Israel. And you got to be on alert here because we don't know who's actually running the government. And the money for Israel has to come from the House, and the House has no speaker. And without a speaker, they can't appropriate any money. So our government is in a real state of dysfunction, or maybe non-function. And people will take advantage of that state. The world is really, really a mess right now. It's really
people
bad
forgot
shape.
About Russia against Ukraine, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Russia funds Iran, and Iran funds Hamas. So all this stuff is connected. China has tried to exert great influence and financial influence on the Middle East as well. Everybody wants to be king of the world. And because we are so weak and we have such a feeble leader right now and the Congress is in disarray, this is a moment for other powers to strike. And they're striking. They're taking advantage of it.
It's funny. That's what the media said when Trump was president.
Except it didn't happen.
They were taking advantage of our crazy president to
right, but he exuded strength. Clearly, nobody started a war while Trump was president. Clearly, they were afraid that he was insane, and who knows what the response would be. It would be good if we just had a rational, normal president, but there doesn't seem to be one on the menu right now.
I don't think so. I can't imagine what Trump would be screaming about if he was still president right now in the middle of all this.
Yeah, because you don't know what he's
going to do. Clearly, the consensus, it's not complete, is on the side of Israel here with the atrocities committed by the Hamas terrorists.
That's another thing that I've heard. So many people, and I understand that everybody in the world cannot keep track of every international issue and all the nuances. But God, there's so much false information out in the regular media, and social media is a complete sewer. There's a lot of people who either don't understand the difference between Israel and Hamas or are intentionally pretending they don't understand. Hamas is not a country. It's a terrorist organization that took control of the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Okay? So it's a terrorist organization, period. Right? They, in their charter, they adopted some of Adolf Hitler's language regarding how they were going to treat the Jews. They don't exist in order to grab the land back for the Palestinians. Hamas exists to exterminate the Jewish population. They are the modern-day Nazis. And we all learned about the Nazis in World War II and what happened during the Holocaust. And I bet you everybody, as you learn this stuff, thought, how could that happen? Where was the rest of the world? Where were all the people of Germany? Well, this is how it happens. In the charter for Hamas, it says pretty clearly that words to the effect of exterminating the Jewish population. And you can easily find it. You can easily read it. They're not shy about it. They're telling everybody what it is they want to do here.
Well, they want the land back. I mean, that's what this is all about. This is an occupation by the Jews.
Hamas doesn't want the land back.
No, they want to exterminate the Jews. That's their priority in their constitution.
All the Jews in the world?
Yes.
Come on. You guys are exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
Let's calm down a little bit.
No, that's true.
You're also reading propaganda, both of you. So let's just calm down.
I am not reading propaganda.
Sure you are. What are you reading? You're reading stuff written by columnists who push that point of view.
No.
That's where it all comes from.
Who quote the charter of Hamas. It's what the Hamas leaders said.
But can they really do that?
That doesn't matter. It's what they want to do. They didn't barge into Israel over the weekend to take land. They did it to slaughter people. They didn't get any land.
A lot of anger all these years because of the whole situation there. And we have to go back to where this started, right? Right?
What?
The creation of the State of Israel. That's where this started. People were there. They didn't like that.
Yeah, and what they now want to do is exterminate the Jews. That's what they did. How's this going to get their land back, what they did? Beheading babies? That's not going to get the land back. Now they're going to get flattened.
I know. They're extremists. They're crazy extremists. But
They run Hamas because it's a terrorist organization. By definition, they're a bunch of extremists.
Right, but they're not at the power level of Germany, the Nazis, and Hitler.
They're not at the power level to do it.
But they will not be.
But you're misunderstanding. It's the same intent. It's why they do what they do. It's the same intent. No, they don't have the power to do it. Iran, though, has more power if they want to use it. That's why. What do we think? They're building a nuclear weapon. They're going to use it on Israel.
And while Hamas controls the Gaza Strip, I have read stories that not all the Palestinians in Gaza necessarily support Hamas. So
there's
also confusion on that issue.
They don't, Hamas is the power you have to deal with. They and Iran organized this and they killed probably close to 1,000 Israelis and in the most hideous, inhumane, vicious ways that you're ever going to see in your lifetime. They're going to have to be dealt with. Otherwise, it's going to happen again and again.
It's been happening. I mean, it's not like this is a new story. This is one of the reasons why you started talking about this is why a lot of Americans have kind of, their eyes are glazed over. This has been going on for so many decades. They're kind of tired of hearing about it.
Right. But this is especially the most vicious chapter in all the chapters for the last 50 years. This is the worst.
But you haven't read stories of Israeli atrocities against Palestinian people? No? Those are circulating everywhere. You don't believe them?
That they,
there's a lot of punishment going on both sides.
The Israelis do what they have to do to stay alive.
Hamas uses innocent Palestinian civilians as human shields.
Well, I'm not defending Hamas, but I'm telling you that there are complaints from Palestinians about the treatment by the Israelis, that it can be very vicious, that they're like prisoners, that it's very ugly.
They should blame Hamas for how they treat their own innocent civilians.
But that is true, Eric, what Ken is saying. I mean, there's so much to this conflict.
Yes, it's very complex. It's war. But what the Palestinians, or what Hamas does, is literally their entire operation is funded by Iran, and it is meant to exterminate the Jews. Iran is the real power. Hamas is just the foot soldiers.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you'll have a chance for money. We're also going to be checking in a little bit later on. There's going to be a rally on the west side at the federal building in favor of Israel and this whole conflict. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we're still talking about the situation between Israel and, of course, Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Reports are that the Israelis are massing at the border troops. It's expected that there will probably be an all-out invasion of Gaza in order to eradicate the Hamas forces, who are still apparently launching missiles into Israel's attacks. So the missiles are flying in both directions. And what, John, you said that they issued a warning for people to get out of Gaza that
are not a part of this, right? This is another difference between the way Israel and Hamas conducts their business. Israel is telling all the innocents, get out of town. Because what Hamas does is it hides its equipment, its ammunition, its weaponry underground or inside schools, hospitals, mosques, in order to thwart an attack. So what Israel has to do if it wants to get at the stuff that Hamas is going to use to kill Israelis, it's going to have to warn people in the neighborhood, get out, we're coming in and we're going to bomb this building.
Right. Yeah, the southern border is just lined with troops. There's a fence along the border is covered with tanks. According to reports, nobody knows when this is going to happen. More than 300,000 Israeli reservists have been called up, but something big's about to happen. In the meantime, there's still reports of over 150 people being held hostage. That's the complication in this situation. If the Israelis do want to save the hostages, that could be a very delicate operation. If they're going in to eradicate Hamas,
they're not going
to save the hostages.
They're not going to be able to save all of them. Maybe
probably
some of them,
not.
No. So and they're going to some of the hostages are going to be sacrificed for the good of the rest of the country. That's just a fact of war.
We're going to play you this report from Israeli television I-24. This is more of the report on the aftermath of what happened on Saturday, the attack by Hamas coming from Gaza into Israel, where they just started raiding people's homes, and of course, taking people hostage. This particular report is really brutal because it involves dead babies. So here's the report from Nicole Zadek.
It's hard to even explain exactly just the mass casualties that happened right here. In fact, the Israeli military says they still don't have a clear number, but I'm talking to some of the soldiers and they say what they've witnessed as they've been walking through these different houses, these different communities, babies, their heads cut off. That's what they said. Gunned down, families completely gunned down in their beds. You can see some of these soldiers right now comforting each other. Many of them reserves who jumped into action, leaving their own families behind as well, not knowing the sheer horror that they were about to come to. They say they've never experienced anything like this. This is nothing that anyone could have even imagined when you're walking through here. Baby cribs thrown to the side. Doors thrown wide open. still some Israeli bodies still here because the fighting in this community just ended just recently. So many of these troops are still going house to house, door to door. It's taken them sometimes 30 minutes, 40 minutes, because many of these houses are also still have grenades in them, booby traps. In fact, as we're trying to get closer to some of these scenes, we're being told, no, get back from some of these Israeli military because there are still grenades in the area. I want us to keep walking through, continue to kind of see the destruction that's happening on the ground here. Even something as simple as a soccer net just left to the side here as people were with their families playing. I see in the distance more bodies being covered all the while as they're covering these Israeli bodies, trying to evacuate everyone else from the territory, taking all of the casualties out of here. It's also littered with the bodies of terrorists. So we're hearing from one of the lead commanders here. It was anywhere from maybe 70 armed terrorists who made their way here from the Gaza border fence, which is less than a quarter of a mile away. And as I said, the atrocities that they committed, violence with guns, with grenades, with knives, targeting these innocent civilians inside their homes. So for the soldiers here, it's a very, very difficult scene for them as well. As I said, leaving their families behind, but they say they will continue to be here, continue to kill every terrorist who is in the area. You can hear we're very, very close to the Gaza Strip, so we continue to hear artillery firing overhead as well. Even as we were giving this tour, we were told to get on the ground and take cover because you're so close to the Strip right now, you don't even get the red alert. You actually hear the boom before you're even told to get to the ground. So this is the reality, and this is what all of these soldiers, you can see, none of them expecting this, but all of them being here, ready for the fight nonetheless, and proud to fight for their country is what I'm hearing as well. And so that's why they want to show the press. They want to show these very, very difficult images, David, but they want everyone out here because they want to see and show exactly what is happening here on the ground.
All right, that's from I-24 television, the reporter Nicole Zadek, and that's one of the places where Hamas raided. And you heard in the report there the belief that perhaps they killed babies, maybe even beheading them.
Yeah.
In their beds in their homes. There was pictures I saw earlier in video. Their beds were empty, but there was blood. And they looked like kids' beds. So got the impression that something really awful happened there for sure.
The Kfar Azah kibbutz, according to reports, 40 babies and young children that were massacred, some of them beheaded, then gunned down their families. The Hamas terrorists showed up with guns and grenades and just started firing at everybody in sight.
And as we said, Israel's probably going to have to, the military is going to have to do a large-scale operation in Gaza. And they may have to do street fighting, building to building, that kind of thing. According to some experts, they didn't necessarily think this was going to happen. They were aware that Hamas could probably try some terrorist attacks, but they didn't expect this kind of wild invasion the way it unfolded over the weekend.
There's going to be a lot of firings in the government after they get through this attack in Gaza, because this kind of massive failure should just never happen, with considering the kind of sophisticated intelligence and detection technology that that Israel has. Right. It just seems nearly impossible that they didn't know that this plan was going on. It was going on for a year with their interactions with Iran. You needed so much equipment to this. You need so much manpower. You need so much money.
It said that Hamas had missiles, naval vessels, drones, and armed fighters who got actually 20 miles inside Israel with their attack.
You know where some of their equipment came from? Afghanistan. Stuff we left behind in the desert. Was grabbed
in Hamas's hands?
Yeah, these international arms dealers. This is what they do. Right. Yeah, they scavenge around for whatever unused weaponry it lays about, or who wants to sell it on the black market. And I read today that Hamas uses cryptocurrency to run their businesses, which is very difficult to track. Which is what the purpose of cryptocurrency. It's for the criminal element around the world to be able to function without much oversight. It's very, very difficult for any government to track the crypto money.
When we come back, we'll talk to a representative. She's actually the CEO of a group called Stand With Us. They're part of this planned federal building rally this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the west side. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and on that app, you can connect to the voice line, which will be coming back in just 3 days. Certainly a lot to talk about. Use the icon, the microphone icon on the app, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Steve Garvey will join us in about 30 minutes on the John and Ken Show. The longtime Los Angeles Dodger is running for the United States Senate. He made that announcement, and he's going to talk to us about his campaign. This is, of course, the Dianne Feinstein seat that's already got three Democratic main candidates running. So we'll talk to Steve in about a half an hour here on the John and Ken Show.
There is a rally that's scheduled to start at 2 o'clock in front of the federal building on Wilshire Boulevard in Westwood. It's led by a group called Stand With Us, all one word. And we are going to talk now to the CEO of Stand With Us, Roz Rothstein. Roz, you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having this story on your show.
Yeah, explain what Stand With Us is about.
So Stand With Us is an organization that was born 22 years ago when we saw barbaric terrorism in Israel, where, you know, buses were being blown up by suicide bombers and cafes and children were being murdered in their strollers. And two kids, 13 and 14, Kobe Mandel and Yosef Ishran, were murdered in a cave. And the story was always twisted to blame Israel. So we wondered where the outrage, where the voice was, and slowly it became clear that there was no real voice about these issues, educating people about what's going on, about the hate training, about the racist anti-Semitism that is true for, you know, ISIS and Hamas and all these groups that behave like this. So we became a group, and now we're on six continents educating people, you know, with on fact-based information, trying to let people know what's true and real and what's going on right now in the moment. You can go to standwithus.com, by the way, and /situation room, all small letters, and you can get a lot of information there, material to share, and updates all the time.
What's the hate training that you mentioned?
Okay, so how do you get somebody to be a suicide bomber? The hate training begins from childhood, and Palestinian youngsters are put in these military training camps. There's this hatred for Jews, hatred for the state of Israel, and there's absolutely nobody to negotiate peace with Israel on the Hamas side. They're just genocidal, and they've turned into these ISIS kind of terrorists now that are literally cutting babies' heads off. I mean, I hate to say that, but this morning we found out that 40 babies were murdered and many of them were decapitated. So how do you forgive that? How do you explain it? People need to understand that in order to get to that point, in order to be that hateful and that sadistical, that you must be trained a certain way your whole life. And
if Hamas is eradicated, which I think would be the goal here, certainly from the perspective of Israel, what's to prevent another group from rising up? Isn't this a long-term situation that needs a different means of addressing it?
Well, you're right in that Hamas has many allies. They're not the only group like this. Hamas is like Palestinian Islamic Jihad, for example, but they've just joined forces. So if one gets eradicated, the other one will too. And I believe the people of Gaza do not deserve this crazy, sadistical, barbaric kind of leadership. So if they're eradicated, there can be hope that truth will enter Gaza and that everybody can calm down and have a future. You know that the shoreline of Gaza is the same shoreline as you see in Tel Aviv, that gorgeous shoreline where it's just so beautiful and it just runs down through Gaza. Same shoreline. So Gaza, instead of nation building, they have been terrorist building and building tunnels and using all the dollars that come to them to finance this kind of hate training and this kind of action, you know, flying over fences to go and butcher people.
How do the parents allow their children to be trained to transform into terrorists?
It becomes a societal issue. It is like if a mother, for example, loses her son to a suicide bombing, she says how proud she is. She says things like, I have one son who just became a martyr. Praise God. I hope my other two sons do the same thing. And we killed, you know, 8 Jewish children. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? And then, you know, so it becomes societal when and if there's anybody who disagrees, by the way, let's say the Gazans who do not want to live their lives in this way, You cannot admit that. You'll be dragged through the streets. You'll be murdered. You'll be decapitated. You have to go along with this madness.
So the Palestinians, call them the good Palestinians who live inside the Gaza Strip, none of them will speak out?
No, they cannot speak out. So, and even with rallies where everybody puts on the gear and looks like a terrorist, they better show up. And if they don't show up, they may be considered a collaborator with Israel. So they, everybody has to behave. It's like, you know, let's say you're not part of the Nazis, but if you act like you're not, you may be killed. So, you know, what are you doing? What do you mean you don't agree with decapitating Jewish Nazi children? I mean, you know, it's like everybody has to be on the same page or their lives are literally at risk. Now, how many of them can rise above this hate training from childhood? How many can get some fresh air? Until Hamas is gone, until this radical, racist, anti-Jewish ideology is gone, there's no hope. There's no hope, literally. You've got two sides. You've got Israel that sings songs of peace and wants to negotiate and wants and gave up Gaza. And in the hopes that that would help, and Gaza is taken over by this kind of mentality, you have a real problem.
So today's rally, what are you trying to bring to the attention? You're hoping for a lot of media coverage?
Okay, so we are trying to bring people together. We are trying to say to Israel and Israelis, we stand with you. We stand with you. And so they don't feel like they're alone. And there are rallies like this around the world. Stand With Us is participating in so many of them. It's like the White House was lit up in blue and white last night. Paris, the Eiffel Tower was lit up in blue and white. Spain and Germany, there are so many countries that are trying to show support. So the Israelis, while they're being butchered and grieving and going to funerals, there's over 900 people that have been murdered and murdered at concerts and murdered in their homes, that they know they're not alone. That's number one. Number two, we're trying to help people understand what's going on because the tables will turn in the media soon and Israel will be blamed because there is no way to fight Hamas without casualties in Gaza. There's no way to fight them. There's no way to eradicate them without casualties. And so, and Israel doesn't want casualties of children and women. Nobody wants this. But we have to remember what happened first, second, third. And then people will say, oh, you know, it's because Israel doesn't let people from Gaza into Israel. They'll say all kinds of things. They'll say that there's a fence. We don't like the fence. Well, stop saying that you're going to kill us and decapitate our children. Stop speaking like this. Stop teaching that. And you can come in and work. We'll give you a permit. You can come in and make money for your family here because it's tough in Gaza because all the money is given to build, you know, tunnels to try to get into Israel and weapons. All the money is abused. The people are abused. The Gazans are completely abused.
All right, Roz, mentally, we got to go. We appreciate you coming on. And the rally starts at 2 o'clock there at the Federal Building in Westwood.
Yes. Yes, it does. People are arriving. People are honking. It looks like it's going to be very big and successful. So I'm grateful for that.
All right.
I'm grateful to you, too, for having me on. Thank you so much.
All right. Glad to do it. All right. That's Roz Rothstein. She's CEO of Stand With Us. There's a big rally planned for Israel on the west side, the Federal Building on Wilshire Boulevard. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, Steve Garvey is expected to join us. He's announced his run for Senate as a Republican running for Dianne Feinstein's now open seat, officially open since she passed away. So that's coming up after 2 o'clock. All right. Well, of course, even people in California get affected by the terrorism in Israel committed by Hamas when they came out of the Gaza Strip and attacked many citizens and took many hostages. Our own news anchor, Deborah Mark has a friend with a really tragic story.
My best friend has a cousin, 30 years old, and he and his wife were living in a kibbutz. It's the Kfar Aza kibbutz, and they have two 10-month-old twin boys. And so when they were alerted of the Hamas fighting, they hid the 10-month-old twins in either it's a bomb shelter or a safe room. And so they hid the babies and then they were trying to protect themselves. But the militants stormed into their home and murdered them. And those two 10-month-old twin boys were alone for about 14 hours until Israeli soldiers came and found them. And fortunately, those babies are now with other family members. But here you have two 10-month-old twins that are going to grow up without their mom and dad. And these were 30-year-old a mother and father of these 10-year-old twins. And so my best friend, their family, they're trying to put together a GoFundMe. But obviously, it's so tragic. And to be that close to it, it's just so sad. And myself, and I'm sure so many people that are listening have and know people that have gone through horrible things like this in Israel.
So they were, the mother and father were killed right inside their home?
Yes.
Because we were just talking about the same place where the babies were killed. And wow.
Same place.
The one bright spot here is they had a plan and they saved their kids.
Yeah, they just wanted to save their babies. I don't know the time frame of that, but from what my friend said, it was so quick. Everything happened so fast. So of course, as a parent, they just wanted to save their baby. So that was their first concern. Right. So they hid the babies. And so obviously the Hamas militants weren't able to find the babies, but shot to death the parents.
That's horrific. And I saw a photo of the two babies, and they're the cutest things in the
world.
They're
beautiful babies.
Was in touch with them a bit? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And so they're in touch with other family members. And one family member was in the U.S. when this happened and was trying to figure out how to get to Israel. And, of course, most flights now, you can't get into Israel.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
No.
But I think one of the family members was able to get in yesterday to be able to help the family. I mean, the family is going through hell. I mean, this is just so unbelievably sad.
But there are other family members that can take care of this. To the 10-month-olds?
Yeah. Yes. In fact, my best friend did send me a text today saying that the babies are bringing some joy to the family members because, of course, life goes on. As tragic as this is, and when you're trying to deal with a situation like this and you have these two beautiful 10-month-old babies, that's not going to take away anybody's pain, but your focus changes and trying to do the best that you can for the babies. And so the babies are doing fine, fortunately.
Yeah, just give them the best life possible now.
I just can't imagine.
That's sick.
It's so sad. I mean, then when these babies grow up to have to tell them that their parents were murdered in their home.
They cared enough about the
babies to put them in. And how sad, I mean, for parents, I'm sure any parent that's listening, your 10-month-old child alone for 14 hours. I mean, it's better that they were alone than murdered. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank God they had a plan and it worked to save the babies. All right. Thank you for that story. All right. Coming up when we return, Steve Garvey, the big announcement. The Dodger legend is running for U.S. Senate. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.